Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A fire inside a Brighton Beach apartment overnight leaves one man dead and four others injured. Thankfully, their injuries, non-life-threatening.
Tarar was asleep in the apartment next door.
My brother, he woke me up and telling me that there's a fire, we need to go. I look out the window, and I just see it come out the windows.
That stepbrother, Voktang, remembers escaping through a smoke-filled hallway.
I can't see nothing, so I just hold my breath and just ran downstairs.
An e-bike was inside the apartment. Deputy Fire Chief Greg Hansen doesn't know if it caused the fire, but tells Channel 7 that people are learning that these things are dangerous.
Had less fires involved, so the message is getting out.
No word on what caused this fire. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brighton Beach.
Police are still looking for the person who raped a 25-year-old woman in the Bronx Sunday morning. The attack happened in the Norwood section in the vicinity of Webster Avenue and East Moshaloo Parkway South. The NYPD released photo and video of the suspect, hoping someone can identify him. If you have any information, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. New York City and the state have unveiled some new ideas to improve connections and safety along the Cross Bronx Expressway. Our Marla Diamond is following the story, and she joins us now live.
And City Transportation Commissioner Idonis Rodriguez gathered with Deputy Mayor Mira Joshi, state officials, and federal officials in Crotona Park with the jammed Cross Bronx in the background. Bronx Congressman Richie Torres, who secured $2 million for a study to cap the Cross Bronx, spoke about the injustices caused when Robert Moses split the South Bronx in two. And he said that the difference in life expectancy has went down by 10 years over what you would see on the Upper East Side. Rates of asthma have skyrocketed. The ideas of improving the Cross Bronx Expressway and the neighborhood include accessibility enhancements, bike network connections, open streets, street safety, and other improvements. And long-term projects include creating green spaces above the expressway. Borough President Vanessa Gibson.
Access to an improved quality of life, better air quality, reducing truck traffic and noise and pollution. The possibilities are endless with this new initiative that we have started.
Right now, it is in the study phase, and the next round of public engagement workshops will take place a week from today, next Wednesday night, at MS 331 on West Tremont Avenue. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the Bronx.
Well, you can't even bring water in your carry-on before you go through security at the airport. So you can imagine the reaction of TSA workers at LaGuardia when they spotted in the X-ray machine something that appeared to be a sword. They pulled the bag out, opened it, and sure enough, they found a samurai sword in someone's bag. The female passenger was issued a summons, and she'll have to appear in court later this year. A replica of the annex where Anne Frank and her family hid from the Nazis is headed here to New York. It's part of an exhibition at the city's Center for Jewish History. Ronald Leopold is the Anne Frank House director, and he explains the purpose of the exhibit.
To immerse visitors in a full-scale, meticulous recreation of the secret annex. Those rooms where Anne Frank, her parents, a sister, four other Jews, spent more than 2 years hiding to evade Nazi capture.
The replica annex will open January 27th, International Holocaust Remembrance Day, to mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. The suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer was back in court today for a hearing in Suffolk County. Our Sophia Hall was following that and joins us live.
Linda, the Suffolk County DA says his office has a money problem. They cannot afford the employees to work overtime to give the defense all the evidence dating back to 1993. There are six victims in this case. Because the DA says the federal government froze the forfeiture funds because of an investigation from the previous administration, the $13 million the DA hopes will be released so that this evidence can be given by the December 17th deadline set by the judge. Meanwhile, the defense attorney says he's going to ask for a hearing fighting the DNA evidence, claiming the science used is new and not reliable. The DA says the DNA evidence directly points to the suspect, Rex Heerman. Linda?
That's our Sophia Hall reporting live. New Yorkers living in the most heavily policed communities in the city are weighing in on what would make them feel more safe. The results of the four-year study finds residents don't necessarily want to see more cops on the streets. Ileana Mendez-Penate is the program director of Communities United for Police Reform and the study's co-author.
We sincerely hope that this report helps shift the tide in terms of public policy and budget priorities for the city, because creating safer neighborhoods is really achievable, but it requires a different approach.
She tells 1010 Winds New Yorkers want to see money shift from police to other initiatives such as housing and mental health. City officials continue a full court press on illegal weed products and those that are too easily sold to young people.
More than 1,200 pounds of illegal vape products were thrown into canisters to be carted away and destroyed. Just some of the contraband seized as officials inspect and shut down illegal pot shops. Mayor Adams says the vapes target young people with attractive packaging, but danger lies beneath.
And it becomes part of the economics of really dealing with the healthcare crises that we're facing among our young people.
Sheriff Anthony Miranda says his office will continue to inspect and close down unregulated locations.
Of this year, just in this few months, the success of the program has spoken loudly in our communities and people have seen the difference in the changes.
The city has padlocked 1,200 illegal spaces since May. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.